This is Julie Blair with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door with your real estate tip of the week. Bedrooms should not sleep. Keep these rooms bright and cheerful. Remove any excess furniture, use attractive and colorful bedspreads or comforters, and have fresh curtains or clean blinds. This has been your real estate tip of the week. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
Making candles is a huge science, and every different fragrance you use, it may take a different fragrance load, a percentage, and type of wick that we use, the size of jar. Everything just varies from candle to candle. Fragrance oils, I use non-toxic, so there's no carcinogens, no phthalates, nothing that's going to be cancer-causing. I use, all of my candles are made of a coconut wax base because it's clean, it's renewable, it's sustainable, it's a healthy, eco-friendly type of wax to use, and it burns more slowly than paraffin wax or soy wax, what lasts a little bit longer. Some people are a little quirky, don't like candles because they're afraid that they're toxic or they can cause cancer. So I wanted to make the cleanest, most healthy candle I could. And it took me about a year of testing to dial it in and figure out what I was doing. Grand Pacific, Russ with an E, because it's luxury, right? I just wanted to have a different vibe. GP, Grand Pacific, because I live in the Pacific Northwest. And GP reminds Joel's Ginger Page.
I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of KenCollinsMarketing.com.
Are you ready to be somewhat impressed? Okay, maybe I'm asking too much. Well, I know at the very least they do their very best to put a smile upon your face. It's KSJE's Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call with Ren and David.
Your Sunday morning will never be the same. You're listening to The Wake Up Call on KSJE, Farmington.
Great music, superhero type guests, and a giggle or two. Changing the world one smile at a time is Ren and David.
I was totally ready.
Yeah, I could do. We both were kind of in la-la land, and then all of a sudden you're jumping in the microphone. Oh, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Oh, yeah. I prompted myself by saying, here's Brennan David. Oh, that's us. Anyway.
Is that us? Still, I guess.
I still, despite everything, it's still us.
Yes, another week down.
Yep, down for the count.
How was yours? Same old, same old?
Same old, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to listen to some new tunes.
Did you?
I've been trying to.
Wow.
Expanding my musical taste.
You know, I am like infatuated, and I was going to do it this week, and I forgot because we talked about it last week, but I still have not heard that new one with Dolly and Kelly.
Kelly Clarkson. You know what? Neither have I. Yeah. I forgot about it until this very moment.
I'm telling you, as soon as I leave today... Mm-hmm. I'm going to look it up, see if I can't listen to it.
Me too. I'm going to see if my condition where I cry every time she says, you've got dreams they'll never take away.
Well,
it still works.
You know, and I love both those ladies. I really, really do. And I'm glad that Kelly decided to take that on. But from the little clips that I've heard, it's not that same. It's a little bit more bluesy kind of feel, I think. So
yeah, Kelly Clarkson, I noticed, she really likes the kind of rhythm and blues, rock and blues thing.
I just adore her. You know, I saw her win the American Idol.
How can you not root for her?
Oh, God,
to this day. And her talk show's really cute. You know me, I'm very biased. She had some of my favorite performers on there. The contestants of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 7. And she was so respectful and so sweet to them. And
have you heard the news about her talk show?
No.
She's taking Ellen's time slot this fall. Yeah,
go Kelly. Go Kelly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she did some great quotes about, you know, we should do a show with Kelly Clarkson hits too. Yeah. But she's got some great quotes about she never can replace Ellen. You know, she's just lucky to be in that spot and that she will do her best to live up. I mean, just very humble, very thankful, that kind of stuff. So
that's what I love about her.
Oh, yeah.
Honest to goodness, no other celebrity. I watch her show, and I feel like I'm watching, like, my friend's sister hosting a party.
I'm going to send her a bill, see what she says. Here's a bill from Interwest Concepts. We just plugged your show.
Yeah, we just plugged your show. We're gushing about you, so please, money.
Actually, what I'll do is, listen, I'll forgive the bill, but have Ren and I on as guests sometime.
Even better. We'll be her co-hosts. That's all we're asking for, is a multi-season contract.
Yeah, we don't want much.
We don't want much.
Yeah, I'll give up my other radio gig for that.
Anything for Kelly.
You know what? And I'll take the same pay, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
I won't. Yeah, you won't have to increase the pay.
For the exposure?
Yeah.
Oh, it would be so worth it.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to be really, truly famous, though. I couldn't handle the criticism.
You know, you got to have a thick skin to do that stuff. I think it, and nowadays it is starting to bother me a little bit for the first time, you know, because I'm goofy and I own it and I don't have a problem with it. But some people, they don't care for it. It's not their style.
No, and sometimes you just get tired of having to be brave all the time around people you know don't take you seriously or don't like you.
I still say if you don't like it, you don't have to download it. You can switch the dial.
There you go. Precisely. It's not for you.
Yeah.
We clearly do not have similar tastes, so I wouldn't like to hang out with you anyway.
There you go.
That's always what I had to tell myself growing up.
Way to go.
Yeah. So-and-so doesn't like you, and it would really hurt, and I'd have to think, well, I probably wouldn't like him anyway. He probably has bad taste.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You don't, I mean, who wouldn't like me?
I like you.
Well, thank you, and I like you.
Thank you.
I'm the kind of person I like hanging around with.
Yeah.
You are too. I mean,
thank you. Yeah. I would say you're definitely more amicable, more hang-aroundable than me, but not by, like, you know, a lot. I get along with most people, but I can also, I don't know, you get mad too when you have something to stand up for.
I do, yeah. I get mad. I have learned over the years to help hold it in or not hold it in, because I still spout stuff that I probably shouldn't, but I have learned to be more, not just get blown up.
Yeah, not so explosive, more thoughtful,
right.
More manageable. You
exactly.
Manage it.
Exactly.
Where I hope to get to.
I have, one of life's lessons is, you know, you can, if you cannot change it or control it, you just let it go. You know, go to somewhere else.
Just focus on something else.
All right, so you're going to try to stump me today, I guess, is what we're doing on the KSJE Sunday morning wake up.
I am. This is mystery theme, take two.
You're just, you know, I think you're just trying to show people what a big idiot I really am.
No, okay, or maybe I just think that it's too easy, personally.
Well, that's the problem. See, because I'm an overthinker.
I'm an overthinker too.
And I had the last one, but it was, we had just different views.
We had different views, and I didn't really have a solid concept for you to guess, you know?
Okay, so this time you have a solid concept. Is what
yes.
You're okay.
It's not just one specific phrase or anything, but it's like there's one overarching idea, the playlist, and then each song kind of represents, you know, part of that idea.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm ready.
Some of the titles, some of them it's about the titles, some of them it's about the lyrics.
Okay.
So, not.
Are you going to tell me which is which, or are you just going to let me? Oh, that's what I was afraid of.
I feel like you can figure it out, but also.
Okay.
I just hold you in such high regard.
I love you so much, Ren. You give me way too much credit, but
thanks.
Let's see what we can do.
This one I would call very formative for me. It's Nelly Furtado, Turn Off the Light.
Okay.
So this is the first one.
Telling me you're better off alone.
Party's over.
This is a Turn Off the Light by Nelly Furtado.
Nelly Furtado. I would just like to say that. That's like...
Nelly.
Nelly yeah. Furtado.
Yeah. That was my... that's why I loved her as a kid. She was the first one I ever saw in concert.
Well, let me ask you something. What do they call that? That they make a frittata?
Is
that
a frittata? Yeah. I've called her Nelly Furtado a few times in my life.
I love making frittatas. Egg, spinach, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I think I've had a frittata a time or two. They're pretty tasty.
Yeah. All right, so that was Turn Off the Light. Because I wasn't paying attention to the words. We were talking.
Well, it's good that you wrote down the title.
Okay, that's all I need to know. Okay, and see, I'm putting a little star by it right here.
Oh, dang it. That's too many clues. No, I think I've got some clues planned for you, too.
Okay. All right, so we're off and rolling. This is, I'm going to try to guess the theme, and I will do it during this show, since we've kind of done away with the after the show. And, of course, this is the KSJE's Sunday morning wake-up call.
Wake up.
And you can go to our webpage, interwestconcepts.com, and see all the shows and all the last shows. And you can download and listen, which we would love you forever.
We would.
Plus, we have merchandise coming out. We have a candle. Actually, we're going to have a line of candles, four or five for male encounters of the life kind. And then the female encounters have got a T-shirt that they're going to have. And then, let's see, what else am I thinking? We don't really have anything. I guess we're going to try to do T-shirts.
Yeah, T-shirts.
But you and I need to get a new picture taken.
We do. I cannot wait to have a T-shirt with my face on it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you were being sarcastic.
That did sound sarcastic, but that was serious. I've told you about that myself. Or I've told you about that, about myself before, right? I say things so genuinely they sound sarcastic.
Yes.
Yeah. It's gotten me.
I thought, oh, crap, maybe I'm...
No, I'm very excited. I was staring off into space, imagining, oh, it'll be so fun. People will be like, nice shirt. And I'll be like, thanks, that's me.
Well, we had lunch today together, and we also talked about our costumes a little bit, because I'm going to pull my wizard one out, and I have an old Elvis, the white one piece I have.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. I could wear it a little easier now because I've lost so much weight. I bet it fits even better.
If you do Elvis, I very well could. I've got some like go-go boots I could put together, sort of like Nancy Sinatra look or something.
Oh, okay.
That would be cool. And if you do wizard, then I've got like fairy wings and stuff, so I'll do like some sort of fairy princess thing.
All right.
I'm telling you, I got the costume pieces ready.
So we'll have some kind of theme picture going forward. All right, so what are we calling this show? Stump David?
Stump David, I think, is good. On Spotify, it's just called Mystery Theme, but Stump David's better. Okay. Stump David. Say it three more times, Lauren. Stump David, Stump David, Stump David.
Oh, man. All right. And I have to listen to the words, so you're going to have to shut up when the song starts playing.
You're right, and
we have our best conversations during the song, though.
We do, but that's also our problem because then we don't save it for on the air. So you can also read the lyrics if you like on my phone. Spotify lets you do that. Do you want to? No, just listen. Okay. I was ready to be like, okay, get your textbook ready. Turn to page 55. You're taking notes.
Damn, the substitute comes out of you.
Oh. We're getting it done. No.
Well, first of all, let me say I did enjoy the lunch. Thank you for joining me.
Yes, thank you.
It's always a pleasure. And, of course, we were at, you know, I hesitate to give them free advertising, but I'm going to because Maury's such a nice guy. We were at Boone's, what was it? Boone's Family Thai Barbecue.
Family Thai Barbecue.
Downtown Farmington, New Mexico. Man, the food, I'm telling you, if you're in the area. If you live here, if you're traveling through, I highly recommend it. It's authentic. His wife is
Thai.
Would that be the right thing to call it? Yeah,
I believe so.
And the food is spot on, just spot on. The curries, everything.
The presentation is fabulous. Everything's always so fresh and wonderful. Yeah. It's one of the best places in Farmington, which is funny. You know, we're known for our Mexican food, but also check out the Thai food restaurant.
Exactly. Yeah, it's really, really good. Mm-hmm. Really, really good. All right. And we had, what was the name of that we had?
We had the green curry.
Green curry, and it's like a soup, but it had bamboo shoots, and it had...
Zucchini. Oh,
And you, and I wouldn't have thought to do this, but you got the toasted or the fried tofu.
I got
tofu.
I got the fried tofu with it.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, tofu is good, especially in like things with a heavy sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do yourself a favor. Try it.
Very, very good. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. So let's stump David. All right. Let me have another one. I'm ready. Now, right. Are you going to give any explanation of the artist or anything? Or the song?
If I know.
Okay.
After we listen to the song, I will give you an explanation of it if you ask nicely.
Okay.
And clap your hands three times, because I am a genie.
Okay.
But until then, this is Alessia Cara, and this is Here.
I guess for now you've got the last laugh.
I'm sorry if I seem uninterested, or I'm not listening, or I'm indifferent. Truly, I ain't got no business here, but since my friends are here, I just came to kick it. But really, I would rather be at home all by myself, not in this room with people who don't even care about my well-being. I don't dance, don't ask, I don't need a boyfriend, so you can't. With this, an antisocial pessimist, but usually I don't mess with this, and I know you mean only the best, and your intentions aren't to bother me, but honestly I'd rather be somewhere with my people, we can kick it and just listen to some music with the message like we usually do, and we'll discuss our big dreams, how we plan to take over the planet, so pardon my manners, I hope you'll understand that I'll be here. Kitchen with the girl who's always gossiping about her friends. Oh, tell them I'll be here. Right next to the boy who's throwing up because he can't take what's in his cup no more. Oh, God, why am I here? Oh, here. Oh, here. Oh, I ask myself, what am I doing here? Oh, here. Oh, here. And I can't wait till we can break up out of here. It's later, the refrigerator, some girl talking about a hater, she ain't got none. How did it ever come to this? I shouldn't ever come to this, so holler at me, I'll be in the car when you're done. I'm standoffish, no one with your offering, and I'm done talking awfully sad, it had to be that way, so tell my people when they're ready that I'm ready, and I'm standing by the TV with my beanie low, yo, I'll be over here.
Wow. Let me just say, whether I get this or not, this woman is a new favorite.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you right now, that voice, and I think I said something to you trying to like compare her to somebody else, but there's no comparison.
No, there isn't.
I could
like
probably
that.
If I thought about it, but I don't know. Just I don't even want to buttonhole her like that. I mean, Yeah.
She's like one of those like really young artists too. I think she released that song when she was like 17.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I could be wrong.
Oh my God. She doesn't like, sound nothing like.
She's a wunderkind or whatever, those wonder kids.
Here's what I'm thinking. So I, you know, listening to the lyrics, you know, my mind's racing. So here's what I'm thinking I'm going to do for this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to continue the stump me.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm going to do is I'll listen to the show after we're done with the show.
Okay.
And then see if I can figure the theme out from there.
That way, to really give you a chance.
Yeah, and that way it doesn't put so much pressure on me right now.
Yes, and so we can still talk.
Yeah, we can talk. And I'll tell you, I have a new infatuation.
Oh, yay!
And you know, you do that to me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But that lady, I don't know. I'm going to have to look some more of her stuff up for
you
sure.
You introduced me to a lot of new music, too, which is like...
scary.
You know, it's scary and confusing, but, you know, it makes life better when you can find a new favorite song. Oh, good. Yeah, that one was, okay, spoiler alert, that was one you needed to listen to the lyrics to, so good job.
Well, and I was trying to, but I was so into her voice that I'm not sure I heard the lyrics.
Well, the way...
I turned it way up, and I just fell in love with the woman sitting here.
It was the first time. Some of these other songs I know are ones you know, so those are easier, but that one, yeah. I'm glad you listened to it, but...
Yeah, and I'm going to listen to her. I'm going to look up more of her stuff. I've just become a major fan.
Yeah, when you're like editing or something, record yourself saying what the answer is and put it like at the end of the show.
Okay, I can do that.
You can text me or call me or something, and I can tell you if it's right or not.
Okay, yeah.
If you want.
Well, as far as the editing, I really don't do much, but...
yeah, you just check to make sure everything's in the right
place.
Yeah,
the volume levels are right.
Yeah.
We've had that discussion.
Yes.
A couple of times.
We're still working on it.
And it's funny because I know you know when you've done good because I'll send you a text almost immediately.
And then when I haven't, it's like, well, he's not yelling at me, so it must be okay. It's acceptable.
Well,
I
it's
suppose.
Been a learning curve with this new Rode board that we've got. And
it
I just,
different.
I love it. And I'm just now becoming accustomed to it because I use it. It's the same board that I use to record the other shows that we have. We've got Male Encounters of the Life Kind. We have Female Encounters of the Life Kind. We have Reclaiming Culture with AJ Begay, who is on our website as well. And then the Glow Up Chronicles, which we are working on reborning that one.
Reinvigorating?
Bringing it back.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Reborning.
Reborning. There you go. There's a Davinese for the day.
Davinese for the day. Reborning. Bringing something back. I was always worried we were going to have a Davinese, but by golly, there's a reborning right there.
There's a reborning if I ever heard one. I'm going to be using that today. Oh, I love it.
Use it today as many times as you can. All right. So it's Stump David.
Stump David.
Yeah. Not Ren and Stumpy.
Sorry. That was so funny.
Or Ren and Dumpy, but it's Stump David.
Stump David, yeah. Huge.
Okay, so I'm trying to get the theme. You folks, listen, if you get it, be sure and drop us an email to the General's Wake Up Call, all one word, all lowercase, DA, General's Wake Up Call at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can give me a theme. No, because then Dave will see it.
Yeah, no, yeah,
I don't know. We'll figure something out. Just tell me how much you like the show or how much you don't like the show.
Yeah, we'll take either or.
You like the constructive criticism.
Yes, I'll take it all. It's like water on a duck's back with me. I'll take it.
Yep, water off a duck's back.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So to continue the theming. I will propose to you a song by No Doubt known as Spiderwebs.
I don't think I've ever heard that. I've heard a lot of No Doubt stuff, but I don't think I've heard that one.
Spiderwebs? Okay. Well, let's try it out.
Okay, I'm ready.
Courage inside me to tell you, please let me be.
Do you feel like you just flew to a far-off mystical land?
You know, I don't even remember that, but that's from the Magical Mystery Tour, right?
Yes.
The Beatles. Mm-hmm.
That's called flying.
Yeah, it was spacey.
It was spacey, right? Yeah. It sounds like flying. I love that tune. I never get sick of it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I'll admit that I enjoy it. But the clue is in the title.
Yes.
There's no words.
That was the whole reason I put it in there, too. I was like, this fits, and there's no words. Dave will definitely. He'll figure this one out.
Oh, yeah. You give me way too much credit.
I don't know. Well, it's obvious to me, right? Because I planned it.
Right.
And I know all these songs, for the most part.
All right, so here's what we'll do for one. I'll come up with a mystery.
Title, yes, please.
And then see if you can get it.
Yeah. And then I'll see how hard it is from the other point of view.
Yeah, from the other side.
Yeah.
Come over to the dark side, Rem.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Traeger's Bar prides itself in bringing together positive people and sophisticated spirits. A truly welcoming group with New Mexico roots, locally owned and operated, Traeger's offers specialty drinks, classic libations, domestic and craft beers, wine, and cocktails. And for folks feeling a tad peckish, the doghouse is right off the patio with hot dogs, wings, nachos, and much more. Located at 5170 College Boulevard in Farmington, their website is traegersbar.com.
I've heard they have cookies.
Cookies in the dark side?
Yeah, they make the best ones because, you know, sugar's bad for you, so of course.
Oh, good point. All the stuff that's bad for you, caffeine, all that stuff.
Yeah, dark side, baby.
Yeah, dark side, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've always been on the dark side because I'm a major caffeine hound,
mm-hmm.
but I have cut back. You know, it's not good to have more than, and that's one of the questions the doctor has always asked now, you right? How many cups of coffee do you drink?
Yeah, or soda, or even
yeah,
tea.
Yeah, soda. Well, see, I don't drink soda, but I do. I'll have tea every once in a while. Sometimes I'll have a soda. I just lied on national podcasting.
they're going to come to your house, the podcast police.
But yeah, I'll have soda every once in a while. Okay, like one of my weaknesses is a cherry limeade from.
Ooh.
I don't want to give them. Advertising, but everybody knows where a cherry limeade comes
yes.
from.
I think that's fair, treating it as like what it is, which is like a dessert. If I'm
yes.
gonna have a soda, I'm gonna have it like after dinner because
right.
I'm so boring. I drink seltzer all the time, but yeah, Pepsi is a special treat, a snack. It shouldn't be something you drink every single meal.
Okay, so you, it's Pepsi and not Coke.
Yeah, I like Pepsi better. I like Coke just fine.
Okay, so do you like bourbon?
Not really.
Okay, because I can't. You know, to me, it just doesn't sound right. Yeah, let me have a rum and Pepsi.
Yeah,
or
no.
Let me have a Jack and Pepsi.
If
that doesn't sound right.
If I'm at the bar, it's a rum and Coke.
Yes.
But if I'm at the restaurant. I get used to asking for Coke, and when they say, we have Pepsi, is that okay? I go, oh,
score.
Absolutely.
Yeah, score. Yeah, I don't know. Pepsi's okay, but I like, you know, Coke has that hit you in the face flavor.
It almost is like, it's not peppery, but the only way I can describe it is almost like a pepper, like a spice. It's
yeah.
not spicy. I'm not saying that,
yeah.
but... It just, it hits you, yeah.
And you know, and originally it was made with the...
coca leaves.
Yeah, with...
Cocaine.
Cocaine, yeah.
Yeah.
So, damn right I like Coca-Cola.
Ow!
And you know, to me, and I'm not trying to sound like sexist or anything, but to me, it just, as a big guy like I am, mm-hmm. and I am in touch with my feminine side.
Yeah, I'd
but,
say so.
Hey, give me a Pepsi.
A Pepsi. Well,
no,
then,
man, I gotta have a Coke.
Pepsi was...
On the rocks.
On the rocks. Coke does seem more manly somehow. I mean, you know, and it's perfect for me. Britney Spears was Pepsi for a while.
She was,
generation.
She so. Was, for sure.
Yeah. So
and Michael Jackson, too. Isn't that how his hair caught on fire?
Yeah,
he was
doing
a Pepsi commercial. Yeah.
Ooh.
See, Pepsi's bad for you.
Oh, no. Well, you said the dark side, so
yes,
maybe the dark side has Pepsi. Is that okay?
All right, so we're doing Stump David on the KSJE Sunday Morning wake-up call. And so far, she's done stumped me.
I done stumped you?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I would have had it by now. Easy to say where I'm coming from.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So this next one is, it's just a fun one. It's Donovan's Atlantis.
Oh.
Yeah, this one's a bit more the lyrics.
Okay.
I said I wasn't going to tell you, but now I'm telling you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The continent of Atlantis was an island which lay before the great flood in the area we now call the Atlantic Ocean. So great an area of land that from her western shores those beautiful sailors journeyed to the south and the North Americas with ease in their ships with painted sails. To the east, Africa was her neighbor, across a short strait of sea miles. The great Egyptian age is but a remnant of the Atlantean culture. The antediluvian kings colonized the world. All the gods who play in the mythological dramas, in all legends from all lands, were from fair Atlantis. Knowing her fate, Atlantis sent out ships to all corners of the earth. On board were the 12. The poet, the physician, the farmer, the scientist, the magician, and the other so-called gods of our legends, though gods they were. And as the elders of our time choose to remain blind, let us rejoice and let us sing and dance and ring in the new. Hail Atlantis!
Down below the ocean.
She may. Way down below the ocean.
Are you trying to give me another clue there? She may.
No, that's just what he's saying in there. A she may, way down below the ocean, she may be, you know.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Is your to-do list too much of a load? Is your business piling up? Well, you're in luck. Have you heard the scoop on the Poop Group? Whether it's poop stool, duty dump, whatever happens at your dog's rump, we'll take care of it. We are Farmington's one and only poop scooper. We provide weekly, bi-weekly, and monthly pet waste removal services. Call or text 505-330-0081 to schedule your poop scooping today. Don't be fickle with your fecal matter. Call the Poop Group, where your dog's business is our business.
I can tell you that to me, that's not typical Donovan.
No,
because I've heard a lot of his stuff, but not like that. It's been more like the Mellow Yellow stuff and
a little
Superman.
More poppy.
Yeah, Superman, Sunshine Superman. I think the other one is. Yeah. And I'm a fan, but you know, I'm a top 40 guy too. That's how I cut my teeth in, and so that's really the only ones that I knew, and I never went any further.
Mm-hmm.
I only like the Beatles are the ones that I went further with, or.
Yeah.
Or John Fogerty, man, I love some of his stuff. So I went further with him, Creedence Clearwater Revival, all that kind of stuff. But Donovan, I don't know. Never intrigued me to go further.
I really liked Donovan as a teenager. I didn't go ultra deep into his discography, but he's got quite a few, like you know, sort of ethereal songs like Atlantis that are whimsical.
I like that one.
Yeah, I like it too. I love how it opens. The continent of Atlantis was an island which lay before the great flood.
Yeah, now you're just showing off your accent.
Oh God, it's.
I got accent too. Sounds like this.
You're right, Dave. I can't do that accent.
Yeah, well, you got to be a goofball to have that happen.
I guess that works. Yeah.
All right, so we're doing Stump David.
Stump
David. And you can leave us an email at thegeneralswakeupcall@gmail.com. Would love to hear from you.
Yes, please.
Be sure and check out the webpage, innerwestconcepts.com, and check out all the stuff. So you can listen to all the shows on there. They'll be from the day one. Over 130 shows we have. Did you know that?
I didn't know it was
26.
Yeah, I didn't know it was that something. Much, but I figured it was up there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
And over 20,000 downloads.
Woo!
Yeah.
That's like the population of a small town.
It took 4 years to get 10,000. Did we discuss this on a show? It took me 4 years to get to 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, within 6 months, we got another 10. We went to 20,000.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing! Yeah. Hey, you get more fans; it's easier to get your name out there.
Exactly, and I can help assist with that too. So drop me an email.
Drop Dave an email.
Pretty soon we'll have our own phone line too that you can call. I just haven't decided exactly how I'm going to pan that out yet.
Yeah.
I had one. Don't start yawning on me now.
Oh, sorry. Lunch was so yummy.
It was so good, so good.
I got to get a couple more songs in here, though, before I can fully stump you. We don't have too much time left.
All right, let's go for another one. Okay. Lay it on me.
This one is a moody teenager classic. It's the Postal Service, Such Great Heights.
Thank you.
you know, you said, you know, I'm just going to give the title. I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm going to give it at the end. And I thought to myself, the second you said that, oh, she's just feeling sorry for me.
No, it's less that I'm feeling sorry for you. And I'm more feeling proud of my playlist, because I know you'll, when you hear it, you'll go, oh, that's smart, Lauren. And I'll be like, thank you. Well, you very well could guess it by the end. If you need a little time to think, we can pause and have some coffee.
Okay. Well, where are we at on time?
19 minutes.
Okay, so, and you've got songs to finish up with.
I sure do.
All right, so let's play another song.
Okay.
Okay, and then I'll let you get your coffee.
Thank you.
And because it is the wake-up call, after all.
Yeah, get your coffee, folks.
On Sunday morning.
The Sunday morning one. The Sunday morning
KSG.
Edition.
KSJE is Sunday morning edition of the wake-up call.
Yeah. I got that out eventually, I guess.
No, you didn't. I did.
Yeah, you did. Whatever.
Okay.
Well, I was trying to take credit.
All right, go ahead. I'm going to just do my Pat Benatar imitation. Hit me with your best shot.
You bet. Fire away with
that's right. Fire at me.
Shirley Bassey's rendition of Send in the Clowns.
Oh, this is getting weird.
I know.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, and you in midair, sending the clowns. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Just when I stop, oh, doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours, making my entrance again with my usual flair. You're off my lines, no one. Don't you love fuss? My fault, I fear. I thought that you want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? Quick, send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. And where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next year.
I think that's just a fabulous version of that song.
Yeah, it's very nice. I enjoyed that. Listen, can I ask you something? Do you smell smoke?
Maybe just a little bit coming from your area of the room.
My brain.
Yeah.
Like, boy, I'm thinking.
Oh, okay. So that's what that smell is. Got it.
Yeah, no, I didn't fart.
And I said, thank God. I did say during the break that I admittedly this was made to be a little hard. I could have chosen songs that would have made it easier, but I didn't.
You know, I...
That was so sinister.
You know, it's funny. You know, that's the first time I think we've had lunch together because we're recording at a different date and time today.
Yeah.
And we had a beer.
We had a beer.
Well, it was you started and I thought, oh, that's a good idea. Why not?
Yeah.
I'm not going to have to go back to work.
No, we're just going to record. I've had a fun time. It made me a little sleepy, but I feel better.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. I'm like, you know, usually with me with beer, if it's just one, I thought maybe because I was eating it'd be okay. But
yeah.
If I just do one, it's like nap time. So to get me going, you know, it's got to be two or three. And I didn't want to sit over there and drink two or three. Oh, those were really good. That was a Thai beer we had, man, from Bangkok.
Yeah, what was it? Singha.
Oh my God, it was so good.
It was yummy.
And you know, it didn't have that bitterness of most light beers, and that's what you liked about it, is it? Oh God,
it was more good. Heavy on the like good malty, yeasty flavors, and less on the hops.
The thing that made me giggle is it was, you know, me being the 67-year-old dumbass goofy. Bangkok, Thailand is where I was from.
No, I'm with you. I mean, we're kids in our hearts forever, right? And then that prompted us. Oh my gosh, all the words that sound just so unfortunate in English. And like, what words in English sound unfortunate in, I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder other countries for sure. Yeah, I'm sure they'd make fun of us too. All right. Well, I'm sure I'm going to have you're going to have to hit me with another one. How are we doing on time?
We have time for about this one more song.
Okay.
Because we got like 25, 26.
All right.
Oh, okay. Wait, I don't know. I'll just play it.
Yeah, just do it. Get it out there.
This is the Velvets, Needle in a Haystack.
I want to believe.
Song, Dave.
I know, and I don't know.
You just don't know?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to go back, and I'm going to read some of the titles. Turn Off the Light, Here, Atlantis, Spiderwebs, Flying, Needle in a Haystack, Such Great Heights, Send in the Clowns.
The answer to me?
Yeah.
Is like a needle in a haystack.
You get bonus points for your answer. But the answer to the theme mystery was phobias, common phobias.
Oh, now I would have never got that.
Oh, you really?
No, the other one I would have. I mean, I did. We were the other one was like the last one we did was like, it was the theme, but it wasn't with the exact theme that you were looking for. I was on the right track.
You were on the right track.
Right. Mm-hmm. This one, I don't know. I would never.
It was mostly in the titles, but turn off the light, fear the dark.
Spider webs and
spiders. The here was about agoraphobia, fear of Atlantis was fear of water, flying was fear of flying.
Yeah, I would have never, because I don't have a fear of spider webs. I don't have a fear of the dark. I don't have a fear of
such
water.
Great heights. Do you have a fear of?
No, the heights I do have a fear of. Everything else, though, I don't have a fear of.
Interesting. Okay. Well, good. This has been a good second installment. I will take this information and process it and create a better show in the future.
All right. So here's the deal. So for me, I'm going to do one for you.
Yes, please. And then we'll see. Yeah. Games.
We'll see. And audience participation, man, we would love to hear from you.
Ooh, yeah.
Maybe we'll do one.
Plan us a playlist if you want, or I don't know. Yeah, even if it's just like three songs long, let us guess the theme.
Yeah. The General's Wake Up Call at gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. I am so glad we've had this time together. Have you got another little saying to move our butts out of here?
I sure do. This one comes to us from Frank Zappa.
Oh, I love Frank Zappa.
The Zappinator himself, even though I don't think he's ever been called that.
No. I do like what he named his kid, though.
Yeah, Dweezil and Moon Unit.
Yeah, Moon Unit.
As a little kid, I thought that was the most beautiful name I'd ever heard.
Moon Unit?
Yeah, I was all about that, like Moon Princess stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Without deviation from the norm, progress is not possible.
Oh, I like that, too. Yeah. Frank Zappa said that?
Yeah, I believe it.
I do. I guess I believe it about Frank.
My dude,
like I know
was
him personally.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like good old Frankie boy. my old classmate.
Old Zap himself.
Oh, the old Zappa.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right, well, Ren, I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job on the board. We've finally, I think, gotten used to it a little bit.
Yeah, I feel pretty comfortable with it now.
Good deal.
I don't even remember the old board.
Well, I'd probably bring it in. I mean, actually, I have three now, so you're welcome to check one of them out.
There, I'll have to relearn it all again.
That's right.
Oh, well. Let's get out of here. Jinx.
How much fun was that? Every week, Ren and David will bring you informative fun, maybe a musical guest or two, and you'll always get a load of laughter, answered emails, rants, raves, community thoughts, and so much more. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of their wonderful sponsors. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, new episodes are available every Monday morning at 1 a.m., and they would love to hear from you at thegeneralswakeupcall@gmail.com.
This has been a Interwest Concepts, Inc. production. All rights reserved.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.